For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Things are beginning to get tight for hundreds of thousands of federal workers caught up in the partial government shutdown that's been dragging on for more than a week. WUSA 9 TV reporter Michael Valerio.
With holiday cheer still shining at zoo lights,
kind of makes the place pop.
There's lights and it's pretty.
The lights will soon fade after New Year's, with the Smithsonian no longer spared by the government shutdown. That includes the National Zoo and all the museums on the mall closed. The announcement made on Twitter this morning, with Wednesday, January 2nd, the day the doors will lock, if there's no agreement on the president's border wall.
President Trump has been angrily tweeting, blaming Democrats for not coming up with the votes to build the wall. Democrats say they'll pass legislation to reopen the government as soon as they take power in the House next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.